This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Taylor Eldridge from the Wichita Eagle. He covers Wichita State athletics and most notably Wichita State men's basketball. Shockers went to DePaul in Chicago on Saturday, played a good first half, lost night by 19. Not a very good second half, especially defensively for the Shockers. Taylor, hello. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. So where are we with Shocker basketball at this juncture? They have a good record. I think we've seen them play well more often than not. There's some pieces on this team that I think are very good pieces. But in a couple of tests against maybe two of the better teams on their schedule, they have not answered the bell well. Where do you think the Shockers are?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of tough to tell. Like you said, you know, 10 games in, you know, the eight games that, you know, they're, you know, quad two, quad three, quad four, you know, they've taken care of business. And then the two teams that are, you know, DePaul is going to be a borderline quad one. But, you know, those quad one games, yeah, you know, you lose by, 15 plus, 20 DePaul, and then Florida, got way out of hand. So, yeah, I mean, it's tough to tell. And, you know, we're not going to find out too much more, tomorrow night against Kansas City. K-State on Saturday, that's going to be an interesting one. That's going to be another kind of data point for this team. And, you know, I think they're certainly better than they were last year. But, yeah, I think they're just not to that point where a lot of Shocker fans want them to be. And, yeah, I mean, it is a little frustrating because, they got off to that 8-1 start. And, if they would have won that game at DePaul, now you're kind of, you're putting yourself in position to be in that mix come March. But, you lose that one by 19 in runaway fashion. And that's a tight game with, 13 minutes left. And to get outscored by 19 the last, down the stretch, very disappointing performance. Because I thought WSU played really, really well, for those first, 25, 30 minutes.
What did you think it was, if there was much of a talent discrepancy between DePaul and Wichita State? And maybe it wasn't talent, maybe it was approach. Because I think DePaul just kind of went into the valley and got some shooters, and now they're shooting. And Wichita State, I don't know, could they have done that? Is that a better approach than what Wichita State is doing? They took some threes, but that's not really their game. They haven't shot well for several years. Are they going at it the right way, in your opinion, Wichita State?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd have to go back and really research this, but kind of my gut instinct tells me, when they moved to the American, this dates back to the Marshall days, when they first moved to the American, they felt like, WSU coaching staff, they felt like they had to upgrade the athleticism, upgrade the athlete that they were getting, and they kind of sacrificed shooting when they made that move to the American because they feel like they, they have to be able to defend, and, it just takes a higher caliber athlete in the AAC, and, that's kind of, that first year in the American, that was the last great shooting team that Wichita State has had. And, yeah, it's kind of crazy. You look back on, it's been 6-7 years now of, either average or most times way below average three-point shooting. And, this DePaul team, I don't think it was, a talent discrepancy. I think they just made a ton of shots, I think in a lot of cases, if Wichita State plays like that in the first half, they're going to be up by, 10, 12, 15 points. But because DePaul made 11 three-pointers, it was, I thought WSU played incredible the first half, to be up by 5 at halftime against a team that made 11 threes, that's very hard to do. And obviously they just ran out of steam. The second half was a different story, but that's a different game. If they do have that 12, 14, 15-point lead at halftime, well, now they have, some room for a cushion for some of that DePaul hot shooting in the second half, and that's, a different game. But, that was just one of those games, 17 threes by DePaul, that's going to be hard to overcome, for WSU. And they played really well, and then, they hit a wall there in the second half. And, I think it is a little demoralizing when, you get down by 6, 8, 10 points and you don't really have the three-point shot to turn to. So I do think that impacts Wichita State, especially when it gets down in games, because it makes that uphill climb even tougher.
Talking with Taylor Eldridge, beat writer for Wichita State Athletics for the Wichita Eagle, Kansas.com. I wanted you to go deeper into Quincy Ballard. You're into analytics. I'm more old school. I just trust my eyes to a large degree. This is a guy who has an amazing field goal percentage, but he doesn't shoot a lot. He did have 8 shots against DePaul, made 6 of them. Do they need to utilize Quincy Ballard more in this offense, or is he just a guy that's going to get some offensive rebounds, putbacks? What's your assessment of him as an offensive player?
Yeah, he has improved. Back to the basket, he has scored a handful of times this year. in the post, you know, with the post up move. And we didn't see that last year. Last year was strictly, you know, basically just catching lobs at the rim. And this year he has added that to his game. And yeah, I mean, I think it's obvious, you know, you have to, you know, the more Quincy Ballard in the offense, the better it's going to be. The problem is, you know, how do we get him looks, you know, if you're Wichita State? And that's to, you know, the point earlier, you know, they don't have the 3-point shooting. So teams are able to really crunch down in the paint. And, you know, when he's coming off those screens and rolling to the rim, you know, there's just not a lot of space to operate because, you know, defenses are able to play off and, you know, what's called tag the roller, basically, you know, providing help defense when Quincy Ballard rolls to the rim. You know, there's always someone right there in the way. So, yeah, I mean, that, it, the lack of three-point shooting plays a role in that because, you know, if this is a team with great shooting, I think Quincy Ballard, he might be averaging, you know, 15, 16 points because he would have, you know, wide open lanes to the basket way more often than he does. So, yeah, I mean, I think you have to try to incorporate him more, but he's also not a guy that you can just throw it to in the post and say, hey, go get me, you know, 4 or 5 baskets. He can do that every now and then, but, you know, obviously his bread and butter is going to be in the pick and roll game, catching lobs. And, you know, they try to come up with, you know, creative ways to create space and create like empty side, you know, places for him to roll to. But, you know, it's just really tough when the defense is so geared toward, you know, if we take away this, you know, they're not going to be able to beat us, you know, shooting jump shots. So that's kind of the challenge facing WSU. But you're right, you know, more Quincy Ballard, you know, more efficient offense for WSU.
So, you know, Ronnie DeGray has been out. And I don't know if it's coincidentally, but in that stretch, Wichita State has played its two worst games. Is he an X factor? Do you see him maybe not making a difference as far as wins and losses go in those two games? Because they were pretty one-sided. But how much of a difference does a guy like that ultimately make?
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, Florida, you know, he's not going to make much of a difference. I do think in the DePaul game, he could have been a pretty big difference maker because, you know, WSU, they can go small, you know, especially against a DePaul team that was shooting, you know, all 5 spots on the floor were shooting. You know, you can put Ronnie DeGray at the 5 and switch everything on defense, and that's really going to clog things up. You know, where WSU's defense has gotten into trouble is, you know, when they have, you know, the 5 men involved, you know, Quincy Ballard, Mate Bozniak, those guys are usually, you know, in drop coverage, you know, away from the 3-point line. And when their man screens, that's when, you know, other guards can get an advantage on the other team. So if you have Ronnie DeGray in one of those spots, you know, I think he does, you know, make a pretty big difference in that DePaul game. And he just does a lot of just little stuff that, you know, it doesn't necessarily show up on a box score. A lot of the rebounds do, but, you know, he's just always, he always boxes out. He's very physical on defense. A lot of the stuff he does on defense doesn't show up in the box score. Kind of similar to, you know, what we saw Dexter Dennis do. You know, obviously not the perimeter stopper of Dexter, but just like the little things, like pushing guys out of the post, always being in good position, boxing out. A lot of those little stuff that doesn't show up. So Ronnie DeGray, very valuable to this team. And it just he just adds some toughness. And I think that's what's missing right now with WSU. And, you know, he could make a difference in that regard.
Taylor Eldridge, our guest, I got one more question for you, and it involves this game coming up Saturday night at Coke Arena against Kansas State. Crowds have been not good, to put it mildly, for Wichita State basketball this year. This is going to be a big crowd. How important is it for Wichita State to win this game Saturday night?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge chance for them to win back fans. And, you know, there's going to be obviously a lot of K-State fans, a lot of, you know, K-State fans here in Wichita. They're going to come to the game. But, you know, a lot of WSU fans that, you know, wouldn't ordinarily go to a game in today's age, they say, hey, this is a, you know, a big game. I want to go to the Roundhouse, you know, Saturday night and catch the Shockers. And, you know, this is a chance to impress those fans And I've written about this before. You know, it's not just about winning. It's about, you know, the style that they play, the manner, you know, the toughness, the grit. You know, I think WSU fans have really been missing that over the last few years. You know, we've seen teams, get off to good starts, win games. But, you know, I think they really miss those days of, you know, playing angry, to use that old phrase. But, you know, I do think that WSU fans really appreciate that style of basketball, that brand of basketball. And, you know, I think if they can get back to that, you know, winning loose balls, you know, playing tough defense, I think fans really appreciate that instead of, you know, winning these games, you know, 90-84 or something like that, where, you know, there's not a ton of defense or rebounding. So it's a big chance for WSU. I think at this point, you know, if you ask the team, I mean, I don't think they care about style points. They just want to win this game, you know, especially going into conference season. This would be a huge boost for them. So, yeah, I mean, this is going to be the most well-attended game, probably the Paul Mills era. You know, I don't know if it's going to get to sellout status, but I do think there's going to be, you know, 9,000 at least. So, big chance for, you know, the Shockers to, you know, leave an impression on their fans Saturday night.
Wichita State 8-2. They have Kansas City coming up before Saturday when they face Kansas State at Coke Arena. Taylor, always appreciate your time. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Thanks.
All right, Taylor Eldridge from the Wichita Eagle. We'll be back. We've got an hour left, Jeff and me, and you'll want to hear it. Stay with us. The Bob and Jeff Show, KFH.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.